you back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to another edition of the Computer Corner here from the uptown, downtown, all-around studios at News Radio 620 KTAR. The flagship station of the Data Doctor's Computer Store, Computer Show. It's not store, I guess. Huh?
Show.
Mr. Disney has skipped his way down to Tucson, so he won't be joining us today. But don't fret, we've got quite the fill-in hostesses. No, I don't want to say hostess. That would be Michael, wouldn't it? We've got Chris from Data Doctors again.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're becoming a regular here. That's,
yes.
That's cool. And, of course, our man Adam.
Hi.
Instead of by phone, we have you live here in the studio for the entire show.
Yep.
So you get the benefit of Adam the entire show as opposed to a minute and a half or so that we normally give you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Brandon's down celebrating the retirement of his father from the 30 or 40 years in the Air Force or something. Magnanimous, so they're having a family get together down there, and he's also checking out locations for all you people that call from North Tucson. We're looking Data Doctors come to your town. We're going to be opening up some stores in Tucson here shortly, so he's out there looking at selection or sites as well. So you'll have to deal with who we have in here. We're here to talk computers with you, like we are every week. We've got all kinds of goodies to talk about. We've got your emails, we've got your questions, got some news, got our Geek Speak of the Week, we got some historical stuff. And then somewhere in there, we're going to try to deal with computer problems. But every week, we try to bring a theme to the show. And this week's theme, you guys got your lists?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the title on our website for this week's show is The Godfathers of Geek Gift Guide. So we're all going to give all of you out there looking for those unique gifts for the geek in your life, you know, so give you some ideas of what you can possibly go out there and buy. Right? You got your list?
Oh, yeah.
How long is it? Now, is this your personal wish list, or is this stuff you're going to recommend to other people?
Both.
Both, of course. How about you, Chris?
Basically, for any geek that likes geek stuff, computers, whatever.
You got them covered, huh?
Yes, I got it covered.
All right. Well, before we get into that, now, obviously, you can visit our website online, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section. You'll see all of today's offerings, all the resources. We've got links to lots and lots of different gift guides. You'll also see our Geek Speak of the Week and our free download of the week and all those goodies, and you'll see a place for you to give us feedback or suggestions. We want to know from you, number one, if you are looking for something specifically for your geek and need some ideas, email us those requests, or if you've found something really unique, really cool, and you think others might be interested in using that as a gift, we want to hear from you as well, either by phone or by the email. The phone number is 602-277-5827. The second hour, we'll open the phones up to general questions on whatever's ailing you. But in the first hour, we want to talk about geek gifts. We want to talk about just some different places where you can go to get some of this stuff. And basically, we want to keep it to that. So if you've got questions about why defrag won't run, or why your virus protection keeps popping up, or why your computer's making noise, or all those fun things, we want to answer those, but wait till the second hour. In the meantime, let us know geek gadgets in that first hour. And before we get into that, I want to give you a little some news of the week, if I will. If I can, if I will. See if I've got all that. The Canadian copyright regulators deemed that downloading MP3 files, downloading music from the internet, is legal, according to the Canadian copyright laws.
What?
Yes.
Legal.
In Canada, it is legal to download. They did say it's illegal to upload files, which, of course, means in order for you to download the file, somebody had to have uploaded. But they're saying the person that downloaded the file, they're not going to go after. They're going to go after the people that upload the files, which is kind of like what's going on in this country, really. They're going after people that post music that are sharing. So that's, in effect, kind of what's going on here. But they've come right out and said, hey, the people that are downloading, that's considered legal. So if you're going to be stealing music, it sounds like it's time to move to Canada. At the same time, they added a government fee of $25 on all MP3 players to help There's a fund out there for musicians and songwriters that supposedly because of all the revenue they lose, so they're tagging $25 onto each one of those players. So here's the deal. If you're going to steal music, you go to Canada. If you want to play the music on an MP3 player, you come back to the States and buy the MP3 player. You'll save about $25.
So you should move up and live basically right by the border around there so you can...
Yeah, just jump back and forth. Or at least have one foot in Canada while you're stealing music, I guess. Google now delivers parcel search. If you have a package that you're waiting for and you have the tracking number from like Federal Express or UPS, you can literally now put the... tracking number into Google search engine, and it'll actually take you to the site and help you track down your package. Those guys at Google.
Jeez.
Clearly, they have too much caffeine and nothing else to do, huh?
Bunch of Googlers.
Former board member of Walt Disney, commonly known as the nephew of Walt Disney himself, Roy Disney, has taken his beef with Michael Eisner on the web. He's got this website complaining about the CEO, Michael Eisner of Disney, claiming that he's destroying the name and is just wants him gone. And so he's got SaveDisney.com up there to drum up support for his campaign to oust Eisner. Disney apparently just has no desire to see Mr. Eisner, who he helped get into power there. And he says that Eisner's driving talent out and the company's lost its focus, its energy, its creative energy, and its heritage. So Roy Disney has taken his fight to the web. SaveDisney.com if you want to. I don't know if you're a shareholder. Are you a stockholder for Disney?
Nope.
No? Neither one of you?
I wish I was.
All right. Hey, the spam laws we keep hearing about, they're gonna, you know, certain states have spam laws, everybody's trying to work towards these laws and how effective. Well, Virginia filed its first felony charges against a spammer.
Finally.
In fact, he's ranked number 8 in the top 10 in the world. His one of his aliases is Stubberfield, and he sends out a lot of pornographic and get rich quick schemes that we're all inundated with. And the folks in Virginia, the attorney general is going to follow through. They've indicted him, and they're going to see if they can't take it to the full extent of the law. So that'll be fun to watch, huh?
Yes, it would. Court TV.
Yeah, he's a scapegoat, right?
Right.
I mean, because big deal. You got number 8.
Yeah.
You know, it's the top 1,000 we got to worry about, but, you know, it feels good at least. And finally, after 7 years, Jennycam. Now, I hope you don't know anything about Jennycam.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. About 7 years ago, one of the early darlings of the internet was a girl called Jenny. She put a webcam up in her dorm. And what started out being just she'd wave at it, she progressed into what is now reality TV everywhere, where, you know, you watch people all day long. And so she was like one of the forerunners of that whole genre. And after 7 years, she's pulling the cam down at the end of this month. And from what I understand, one of the reasons she's doing that is the online payment company PayPal, which is how she was having people pay to subscribe to her service. PayPal has decided to discontinue her account because her full frontal nudity is violating the company's acceptable use policy. So, PayPal taking a stand, and Jenny Cam's going away. Boo.
7 years later. Boo.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of news here, in case you missed it. You know, this kind of stuff you don't hear on regular newscasts, so interesting to us geek types, maybe.
So it took PayPal about 7 years to finally...
Yeah, not quite. Well, I think what they're doing is they're trying to take a stand, and, you know, why not take on visible, you know, these people that have a high visibility. So, all right, so let's talk about geek toys, geek gifts, things that those folks out there... actually, let's not talk about that. Brian, I'm late for a break here, aren't I? Shall we go to break? All right, when we come back from break, see, when Brandon's not here to run the board, I got to, like, think about what I'm going to say and remember to push the buttons. Well, and right now I'm getting ready to push the button because it's time for a short break, but when we come back, Adam, Chris, Ken, Mike, Hal, we're all going to give you our picks for geek gifts here on the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.